Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Multiple media reports say the T is strongly considering shutting down the entire Orange Line for 30 days. The transit agency would use that time to do emergency work. It would leave thousands of riders trying to find new ways to get around. Governor Baker and state transportation officials have scheduled an announcement for this afternoon about what's called accelerated infrastructure upgrades. To talk more about this, let's bring in Jim Aloisi. He's a former Massachusetts Transportation Secretary and a transit advocate. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupa.
So what's your initial reaction to these reports?
Well, I'm glad that the T is going to focus on what Mayor Wu had recently called for, sort of ripping the Band-Aid off and getting an accelerated amount of work done on an important subway line. There are a lot of risks associated with this in terms of how we're going to manage to deal with riders who need access to jobs and to school and to healthcare. But if everyone works together, if the T provides the alternative services that it can, both bus service and commuter rail service, to replace the lost Orange Line for a month, it'll be worth the investment. But we're going to need to ask the MBTA, and we're going to need to see at the end of this real clear results. And that'll be the true test of whether this one-month outage will be worth doing.
Do you have something in mind what that success would look like?
Well, those results would begin by basically eliminating what we refer to as slow zones on the Orange Line, right? So if what this 30-day outage will do is eliminate slow zones and have the Orange Line function on a more regular, predictable schedule, getting people to where they need to go on time and reasonably quickly, it'll be worth it. Now, I just want to say to people who use the Orange Line, there's another component to making the Orange Line work well, and it's the equipment. As everyone knows, the Orange Line runs really old trains. This is not going to solve that problem. We're still waiting to get the rest of the new Orange Line trains online.
This is, of course, one of the four major subway lines through the city. How bad does it have to get to reach this point? How bad do the problems have to get for them to take this step?
Well, they have to be pretty bad and pretty persistent. These problems didn't happen overnight. They're the result of decades of underinvestment. By not just this administration, but prior administrations. This is not the fault of any single political party or administration. This is the fault of all of us who have allowed this disinvestment to happen for decades.
Do you see this potential shutdown as possibly connected to the Federal Transportation Administration's investigation into the T's safety culture?
It may be. I do think that the FTA coming in with their safety inspection has been the proverbial cold shower for everybody, including the T. And it's not as if we needed, the advocates needed a wake-up call, right? We've been actually quite awake and calling for change for quite some time. But that was another turning point in making the problems of the T crystal clear to everybody, and making it also clear that we cannot build a stronger and more equitable and more sustainable Metro Boston economy without a high-functioning, reliable MBTA. It just can't be done.
It sounds like you hope this can be a wake-up call, but don't you think we've had lots of wake-up calls?
There are wake-up calls and there are wake-up calls. Only time will tell. The T's got to get this right, both from an actual execution of the work perspective and also from a service substitution perspective. And I am asking the T not just to make sure that its substitute bus service works like a charm, but that it puts elements of its commuter rail system into play here. If you think about where the Orange Line is, you can have better service, more frequent service, extra service on the Needham line, on the Fairmont line, on the Haverhill line. It may cause some inconvenience to regular commuter rail customers, but we all have to share the pain for the next 30 days when this shutdown is happening. And having commuter rail assets as well as bus assets providing alternative service during that period, I think, is the right thing to do.
Former Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Jim Alawisi, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's been a pleasure.